Blog Talk Radio.
Experiment Black Radio.
Yo, sucker, never play me. Triple shade of black, then my bleacher never fade me. They say he crazy New York with them in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marbell, fiber actor, pestilential microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operated in the dark surgery.
What's up, people? It's Now in Session Radio. This is your girl, Miss Monica Brooks. And we're back. Yeah, I know it's been a while. I know, my fault. Got busy, life and stuff. So, but I got somebody here that I want to introduce you to, Miss Tamia. Hey, girl, tell people about yourself.
Well, my name is Tamia. I'm an 18-year-old makeup artist and entrepreneur. I'm based in San Diego. I own a company called Serving Pretty, and I'm here with Monica.
Uh-oh. It's about to be on, people. There's a lot of stuff happening.
It is.
A lot of crazy. Now, I know that you're used to hearing Bruce and or Jay, and Bruce and Jay are going to be coming back sporadically. Jay is, you know, doing the Jay thing. And Bruce moved to Seattle with my babies. So they're going to be coming back sporadically as guest hosts. But right now, it's Monica and Tamia. That's how we're going to roll for 2016. So, Tamia, what do you want to talk about first so we can reintroduce ourselves in this podcast world?
I think we should start off with Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash said, for people who don't have Twitter and live under a rock and forgot that Stacey Dash was on Fox, that people don't, you know, we don't need to segregate, you know. We're segregating ourselves, and if we wanted the integration, we needed to get rid of black things like BET. Apparently, black BET found out that 2016 was the year of the clapback because BET put up a Twitter that said, can we get our money back? Hashtag you were on the game. Hashtag no, not the rapper. Then, apparently over the weekend, BET completely trolled her by playing every video she was ever in with the hashtag never forget. Because I don't know who, I know white folks own BET, but black folks own are on social media on BET, apparently.
Absolutely.
It was crazy, and I loved it. Because if you're going to clap, you need to prepare yourself for the clap back. I mean, those are her opinions. If you don't believe in integration, fine. But when people pull that card on you, it is what it is. And then the black folks start yelling about a race draft. There is no racial draft. Even the black people we don't like, we got to keep.
Right.
It just is what it is. I hate when people say race draft because they always want to trade this girl for Rachel Dolezal or that white comedian who's married to the black girl. And I don't want neither of them.
Not at
so
all. Especially Rachel.
We might as well keep the black folks we know instead of the white folks that could turn on us. But that's just me. What do you think? What do you think this means? Because, girl, listen.
I want to like Stacey Dash because, well, I think I like the character that she played. I don't think I actually like Stacey. I think she's getting paid to say the crazy stuff that she says because how could you really feel that way? We're the only people who have supported you from the beginning.
Yep.
Like, you can't, I don't know, you can't possibly feel that way. And if she does, she didn't appreciate anything that we've done for her.
Well, here's one thing. There's an article by Damon Dash, who is her cousin, and he said, oh, yeah, she believes that. She's been believed that. That's not an act. That's her. Okay, so that's you. If that's you, and at least you getting paid for it, and let's just understand, the road to the top on the Republican and conservative side for black folks is way faster than Democrats. So you will get more money as a black person talking like this than you will a black person talking like other black people, because there's way more of us, right? Like, if you want to look at, you know, going up a ladder, you want to be a Republican, because they need to show, look, we're doing this with this one. So it's easy. Okay, that's fine. So, I mean, if you want to believe, there are black people who believe that we shouldn't be integrated. I mean, she was in freaking Clueless, and it was multicultural, and she got all her money from it, and it was awesome. So when you live like that, you know, but that was also 20 years ago, but okay.
Right,
I'm sorry, I just realized how old I am. What's up?
Well, I said nobody really even remembered who Stacey Dash was until she started talking crazy.
Right.
But I can't
she's
name
the black girl. And she's the black girl who looks familiar on Fox. That's why they put her on Fox, because she was the black girl people knew, as opposed
right.
to the other two black girls on Fox that nobody knows. I mean, it's how she gets her money. Just like that Elizabeth girl from Hasselbeck from The View got put on The View. It's because you're the blonde that people know instead of the hella blondes they got that nobody knows.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Right.
And, you know, and what's going to happen is they're going to say something cross to her, and she's not going to notice, and black people are going to defend her, because that's what black people do. We defend our own, even if they get on our nerves. So
mm-hmm.
let's just wait for that to happen, because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love people all the time. It's one of our downfalls.
Absolutely.
Girl. So what else? What else are we going to talk about today?
Talk about Stacey. Did you see the video of the guy who, like, dragged Stacey for filth?
No, what happened?
Is his name Roland?
Oh, Roland Martin.
From TV1?
Yeah.
Or Centric? Yeah,
he's on TV1.
Yeah.
And he has a news broadcast.
He clocked her.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I call
funny.
Him the Ascot Avenger.
Why is that?
Because he was an ascot, and he always sounds madder than he actually is. But he's a good reporter. I mean, he used to run a magazine years ago, and he was really good at it. And then people found out his name, and he became somebody who yells at Stacey Dash when he's on the actual news.
Aww.
But it's okay. I mean, even a broken clock is right twice. It is what it is.
Right.
And to my understanding, everybody's appreciative of him doing that. So, God bless Roland Martin. He gets the people that need to be got when things happen to black folks, so I can't be too mad at him.
And it's not
anymore.
Too many like him, so
nope.
We like him.
He has a credential. He's a member of the National Association of Black Journalists. He used to run a magazine. He's an actual reporter from an actual school that did that. And he has a show on a black network that talks about actual news. So I'm trying to grow as a person. I'm still calling him the Ascot Avenger because I'm not that grown. But I'm trying to understand that everyone has a place in the world except Steve Harvey.
Because
I ain't that grown.
Whoops.
Shade.
Huh? I can't with him. With him.
God bless him.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I thought it was tired. We know.
So,
Chocolatey.
So I was listening to Taye Diggs on the Girl on Guy podcast, which is run by Aisha Tyler. Aisha Tyler is the other black girl on the talk.
Okay.
She's from the Bay Area. She's a comedian. She's an artist. She makes her own beer. She does everything, right? Fine.
Awesome.
Taye Diggs has internal challenges with blackness that creates situations where his mouth writes checks his behind cannot cash.
True.
So he said that his name was his original name was Andre. He moved to a white neighborhood, and he asked his mother if he can change his name to something that sounded more white. At 5 years old. And he changed his name to Scott because it sounded like white folks. And that's what he wanted to sound like because he wanted to sound included. And his mama was okay with it. So Scott, and so Tay Diggs is like his acting name. But Scott is the name he chose for himself because he wanted to be like white folks. I can't even make this up. It's on tape and everything.
Oh, yes.
I swear to black Jesus, dreads and all.
Oh. His mother did know that he was going to bring home a white woman.
I don't know. We don't know that. And the fact, I mean, and more people find their wives and husbands at work, and he met her on a play. So it makes sense. Not a lot of black folks running around, and on the play that they met, there's only one black girl on there. So it could have happened. Whatever. But he does. He has a problem with blackness from the jump. He has not, and he said that when he was a kid, people told him he talked white and all this stuff, and I understand that. People still tell me that. So I get it.
Talk white.
Talk white means talking in sentences.
Right.
Not calling everybody a nigga every other day. Whatever. But, and black folks do say that to white people, to black kids. I get it. And it's been happening since at least the 40s. It was a way to, but it was because, a lot of it was because rich black folks talk stuff about poor black people because the way they didn't talk, because they wanted to be more like white folks. So there's a stigma attached to it. So the poorer people or the people who didn't talk as well, quote unquote, created this comeback of, well, you talk white. So there's a historical reference to why black folks do this that I'm sure nobody teaches anymore because I'm the only nerd with a Jive dictionary. So, Tay Diggs has this challenge. And then he understands racism. He understands he's black. He understands that his blackness causes problems for white people. I think the only thing that saves him is the fact that he's only 3.5 feet tall. He's only like 5'6", 5'7". He ain't that big.
Not at all.
If he was 6'2", he would pose a bigger problem because he would be big and black.
Right
now, he's a Kirk Franklin of acting. You know what I mean? Just a little guy. So when he says things like, I want my son to choose that he's black or white or whatever because he's half white, it is rooted in the fact that, this is what he said, that when he was younger, he didn't have a choice. He was just black. Now, yes, he is just black because he is from his black mom and his black daddy, and facts apparently don't matter to him. I get it. But it's because his thinking is a little off. Not off meaning he's crazy,
very
but
off.
His concepts of things is rooted from being in kindergarten and change and literally being allowed to change his name to sound like white folks.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes when people say stuff that we think is completely out of pocket, it's usually rooted into some kind of craziness that from your family or your upbringing that makes you think that what you're saying makes perfect sense when it only makes sense to you.
Right.
I'm trying to grow as a person. How's it going?
It's going great.
Okay.
I wish his mom wouldn't have allowed him to do that.
Right.
Because she made the problem bigger.
Yes.
By letting him do that.
And he says that he has to go to hella therapy because of stuff like this.
Right. And that's
because
it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
It's sad that he doesn't love his blackness and that he doesn't think that it's beautiful and he thinks he
and
has
I'm sure
to be.
He does now because it's making him money. But
Right.
I think that his love of blackness looks differently than those of us who were told that being black was awesome from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he got to know that he was awesome after he is getting compensated for being black, being the
right.
black dude in the black movies. Whereas a lot of us love being black from the jump, knew that there were problems, and people say, well, the Lord made you black because only black folks can handle this. You know what I mean? And so black
mm-hmm.
is so powerful that this is what you have to go through to prove your power all the time. We went through this from the beginning, a lot of us, and to say, and the reason why is because they're too afraid, and you need to be proud of people's fear of you because blackness is the most awesome thing ever, which is what I was taught.
Which is what I was taught as well.
Right. So when you walk around like that, people telling you you talk white doesn't bother you because you're like, no, I talk black. You're just an idiot. Right?
Right.
You know, or if you want to, I mean, like somebody who complains about sagging pants, I said, I'm not going to complain about it, but I'm not going to date you because if you're not going to bother to get dressed, why should I?
Right.
It's just one of those things, right? So
mm-hmm.
we're going to breathe. We're going to pray for Tay and the baby because he said.
That's all we
can do. Right. And he said if the baby said that he was white, he would be hella disappointed. Because that means that he's denying his father. And I said, well, and he was like, he doesn't understand why people are mad. And I know what, and I completely believe that he has no idea why people are mad, because at 5 years old, he got to change his whole identity from black name to white name, and nobody tripped.
Nobody said nothing to stop it.
They were just like, all right, sounds about as good a thing as any. So I'm trying to grow as a person. I'm trying to understand the internal things, struggles of people that I, because I do not walk in their shoes, therefore I don't know why they limp. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I really do, in my head, want to punch them in the throat.
Well, you know, you're not the only one.
While wanting to understand, I still want to punch them in the throat.
I just,
this is where growth,
I don't know.
Growth happens.
Somebody is sitting on the clock with him.
Right. I'm trying. I'm trying, though.
I hope
so,
he hears this.
He might. You never know.
You're right. You never know. I hope this gets to him.
Never know.
Because you know,
I mean, you would be surprised at the people who were like, I like your podcast. And I was like, really? Because we've done, you know, I mean, this is show 108 of Now in Session series. We have another show called Love Chronicles, which I'm not quite sure why I was on it, because I don't believe in love or people. But it is what it is. So, you know, people listen to this stuff. And when we tweet it out and stuff, You'll be surprised. And then next week we'll probably have people in our chat room and people talking to us. We have a chat room. We can have callers. So we never know what's going to pop up.
That'll be great.
It will
be
a mess. People need to understand that I am a mess. And that's why they love me.
And that's exactly why they love you.
They don't even know why. They're just like, I don't know, something. And then we have a lot of stuff coming up. We got elections. We got the Iowa primaries. We got the New Hampshire primaries. We got Bernie Sanders. Whenever black people complain about him, he says, I marched with King. And you're like, dude, that wasn't black and white. And, you know, there's stuff happening. We got Oscars. Let's talk about the Oscars.
Right.
Because there's a lot of black people who want us to talk about the Oscars. So let's first talk about how, again, there's no white people. I mean, there's no black people nominated in the top four categories. Actor, supporting actor, actress, supporting actress. There's two black people that I know of, black-ish things that I think. One is the Nina Simone documentary was nominated. Okay, there's one. There's one.
I need to go check that out.
Yeah, the writers of Straight Outta Compton got a nomination, you know, the only two white people involved in the movie. And Sylvester Stallone was nominated for Creed.
Wow.
Not Michael B. Jordan. Not Felicia Rashad. Not Tessa Thompson. Sylvester Stallone. Okay, sure. All right.
Michael's the excellent Bob.
Okay, that's all right. He acted his shirt off. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. So, first of all, let's do the math. 94% of the people who do nominations or who vote on nominations are white because it's a lifetime membership. People from movies that haven't even that from like 30 years ago can still nominate stuff now. If you are nominated for a specific award, you can only vote for that award and a movie, I believe. So Prince won an Oscar for Purple Rain. Prince can only vote for Best Music and Best Movie, I believe. I believe that's how the math works.
Okay.
So 3-6 Mafia has an Oscar for Hustle and Flow. They can only vote for the music, and they can only vote for a movie. So they can't vote for, like, Will Smith and Concussion, because that's not their category.
Okay.
So when 94% of the Academy is white, they don't have to look at the movies. They don't have to look at movies with black people. It's not even in their scope of acting. I would say that if a movie like Straight Outta Compton comes out and it's nothing but cursing and black folks yelling at white people and hating police, why would you, regardless of how good or bad the acting is, why would you even consider that if that's not your life? Because you don't think of it as them actually acting, especially if that's what they think we do anyway.
Right.
So, hashtag came out, it actually came out last year, called Oscars So White. And it talks about Oscar so white, it looks like clouds. Oscar so white, it puts mayonnaise on their sandwiches. So, you know, it does it all the time. And now Jada Pinkett is saying, you should boycott. And now they're saying, Chris Rock, you should boycott. Chris Rock is not boycotting because with every protest, you need people everywhere. You need people publicly boycotting things. You need people there talking stuff about what's happening in the room so that the awareness is made. Nobody would have cared if Jada Pinkett went or not. Jada Pinkett ain't been in a movie since Woo. So
yeah,
who cares if Jada Pinkett was in? I mean, or Jason's Lear. She ain't been in a movie for anybody to care about. I mean, she's an awesome person. And she's great. Like, they asked Ice-T, was he boycotting? And he said, why boycott something you ain't never been invited to?
Man.
If there are no black people nominated, there's nobody invited. So what are you boycotting?
Right.
So we need people everywhere complaining and doing all this stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go anywhere I'm not welcomed anyway.
Right. But, I mean, this is how you get your money. You don't get extra money for winning an NAACP award. It is what it is. So I get why the accolade is needed. But also, we need more black folks on the Academy. And the president of the Academy, who is African-American, has just changed the rules for votes to that you had to have had a movie within the last, like, 20 years. Which means now a smaller group of peers who are probably younger will be able to make these decisions. And that will diversify because nobody 700 years old who doesn't even remember movies in black and white will be able to vote. And white folks are losing their mind. Ever since that first black guy got put on hockey, they've been freaking losing their mind.
They just have to control everything.
Right, because supremacy is not enough.
Right.
You already get all the money, all the stuff, you know, the better credit, no debt after college a lot of times.
Privilege.
Privilege. Privilege. Privilege. privilege, privilege to the 15th power. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. Now you're mad because you can't keep voting for racist stuff. And it's not racism. It's their prejudice. They're using their own bias because they don't understand black people in movies. They just don't get it because they don't have to, because privilege has its privileges. And one of those privileges is they don't really care about blacks, Mexicans, or Asians. And they don't have to.
They don't.
Because they really can go a whole day without seeing us, but we can't because a lot of them have our checks.
Right.
They could go a whole day without dealing with us. They could not hire any white people. They cannot hire any black people. They could not deal with, you know, they could not take a bus and not see a black bus driver. They could not get pulled over by a black cop. They could live in a neighborhood with no black people, and they could or Mexicans or Asians, and never have to see anybody. So people,
right,
it's racist. The system is racist. The system by which this was created is racist. The people are using their bias to continue the racism. But I don't think that the people are racist because they're using the bias that the Lord, or not the Lord, that America has created inside of them. And they're perpetuating the system, which is privilege plus power. Racism is privilege plus power. So one guy saying, I hate black people, is prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
A person saying, I hate black people, and therefore I'm not giving them a job, is racism.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference. You could hate black people all day, hire me, and that's fine. Just give me my money, hate me later, thank you. But if you say, I don't like black people, and therefore no black people can work here, that's where we have a problem, and that's where equality is being messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like gay marriage. You don't have to like gay marriage, but if you're getting married and you get all the benefits of being married and they don't, that's the problem, because you're not using equality that this Constitution that you wrote without us in mind put it. And that's what the problem is. And black folks are just are the same. Any underrepresented group, when you have the power to jack them up, is a problem. So do I think the people in the academy are racist? No. Do I think that they're using their bias towards groups of people to perpetuate the racist system called the academy nominations? Hell yeah.
I agree.
It's a problem.
It is.
And it's one of those things where you just like, see, that's why I don't like people. And you just start yelling and throwing books. So, it is what it is. So what do you think? Okay, so we have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Let's think
left. Okay, real quick.
Let's talk about... Huh?
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, let's remember... We are going to be doing these sporadically, so we have a solid date and time. So please catch back with us, and let's see what happens. Yes, girl, go.
All right. So I just wanted to speak on the teenage girls from, I believe, Phoenix, Arizona, with the racial slur on their shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what white America is teaching their children, but it's not okay. I don't know why they would think that's okay. The same girls that take pictures like that are the same ones who have black boyfriends. So I'm not sure why they would. It's not adding up. Nothing's adding up.
I know.
Because
I know.
Think two girls actually have black boyfriends. So I'm like, how would your boyfriend feel about this? But they're probably anti-black too. But
right. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Make me call my homie on on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Okay, so we're still recording, so let's try to do some more stuff. Let's talk about these girls.
Okay. Could they hear me what I was saying before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I was saying was, I don't know why they would think that taking that picture was okay. That's hurtful, for one. And they had to know that that would hurt black people's feelings to see nigger on a shirt of maybe six white girls. I'm sorry if you hear the back noise, the noise in the background.
Oh, sorry.
You don't hear it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's perfect. I just don't understand why they thought that was okay. And then they're smiling in the picture and just having a good old time, and it's like, you're being prejudiced right now. You know, is this bringing you joy? You know, why are you smiling, and why did you guys really get together and, like, say, okay, we're going to take a picture that says nigger, like, this is going to be funny. Like, what was you thinking? And I think they got suspended for a week.
A whole week, huh?
Yeah, a whole week. You know, black kids out here getting suspended for wearing their natural hair, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
And just a week, that's it? That's all they get? They don't get expelled? I hope they lose their scholarships because all of them have scholarships. I did a little research. Scholarships. And two of them have black boyfriends. I just want to know how their boyfriends feel about this.
Right.
And did they think it was funny? Maybe they gave them the go. Like, okay, you can do that. That's going to be funny. And did they lose their boyfriend?
That's possible.
Right.
It is possible that they're in the generation where, you know, they have their own music. You know, it's in the music. It should be fine.
Right.
Totally possible.
I don't know.
They need better people. Somebody should have told him, you know what? This may not work out the way you planned.
Six girls. So out of six girls, nobody could think like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Like, nobody decided to use their brain and say maybe this is going to upset people and get us in trouble.
Or maybe somebody going to catch one if you do this. Might not be a good idea.
Right. Like, nobody. And who took the picture? That person could have told them not to do it.
Right. You sure you want to do this? You sure?
Right.
Are you possible? Because it looks like... Okay.
Are you really about that
life? I'm taking tomorrow off. That's what I would do. I'm taking tomorrow off because this is not going to go well.
It's not. And then the media trying to blur out their faces. What is y'all doing that for? They were bold enough to take the picture. Why are you blurring out their faces?
Because they were nice white girls.
Oh, nice.
If we were calling people crackers, we would not have their faces blurred because they demonize black children more than white children. White girls can kind of get away with a lot of things.
You get away with everything.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what we're going to do is we are going to close out the show. Thank you for listening. And we will get back to you. You'll check us on now_in_session on Twitter. And Tamia, tell them your Twitter handle.
My Twitter is Tamia Loves Neon, TAMIA LoveSneon. Tamia Love Neon. My Twitter.
All right, and I'm my Monica at The Real M. Brooks. So check us out. Thank you for listening, and we will be back.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Experiment Black Radio.
Radio, sucker, never play me. Triple shade of black, then my bleach should never fade me. They say he crazy, New York wisdom in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marvel, fiber actor, pestilential, microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operating in the dark. Surgery of wounded heart, come together, fill apart, fill apart.